Uh-oh, monkey on the loose. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I was over.
You know,
over
I couldn't
that
just avoid
I
this
know,
story.
I know.
It's
it was Facebooking live yesterday. It's crazy.
It's 6:20, Blake and Eva show, and Todd's going to hop in here in a second over from News Center Maine. Monkey loose at the San Antonio airport. Escaped from its crate, being moved from a plane to the baggage area. They had to shut down the baggage area until they captured it. I was listening to a clip from the aviation director. He was like, "It's like, what did you learn from this?" Well, I learned a little bit about how to capture a monkey.
Right. Well, he was probably so scared. I'm watching them on the tarmac, you know, trying to, you know, drive around.
Right.
And they're looking for it, and they're coming out of buildings.
Right. Did they tase it?
Hopefully not.
No.
Oh, poor thing.
I don't think so. No. Yeah, now, you have a history with monkeys.
Alfie, what's it all about?
Do you think you could, you know, kind of conjure up your memory of dealing with monkeys to help wrangle one?
No.
No, probably not.
Alfie was a...
How old were you when you had Alfie the monkey?
God, I'm going to say we were probably... I was probably maybe 8.
Oh,
nine.
Okay. With the abusive ballet instructor.
Yeah, Joey Harris. Oh, sorry. And Don.
Do you know this story, Todd?
I've heard it a couple of times.
I know. You know, we don't.
Eva went to a ballet. Eva's mom sent her to a ballet studio that had a ballet teacher who'd hit you with a stick and a monkey.
Okay, we gave him the monkey.
Hold that up. Guy would be on death row.
Oh
today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No. You know,
now, wait a minute.
Or a woman. Was it a...
No, it was a guy.
It was a guy.
Joey. Yeah.
Joey. Flamboyant Joey.
I mean, you couldn't get away with that kind of stuff now.
No.
Like, no.
Not even close.
No.
Seriously.
And then didn't he have other animals?
Yeah, he had a lot of birds. And I think cats. I don't know about dogs, but I know he had a lot of birds back there. See, the studio...
He had a ballet studio
slash.
That was like one of the warehouses that you see get busted, and all of a sudden they free all the animals.
Right.
Except that's where your mom said, oh, yeah, go learn ballet from him.
Which is funny, because it's still there. It's not that it's like an exercise studio now, but a portion of it was... I thought he lived there. My sister said he didn't, but it was like set up. Like, I remember he had a lot of plants, and he had the birds and the cats and then Alfie, and then the studio was attached, and he would teach there. And, I mean, it was a very serious studio. Wasn't,
was he ever
you know,
sued?
It sounds like Gray Ballet Gardens.
It's how they did it in the old days. You know?
Plie, or I'm going to stick the monkey on you!
Alfie did not come to class. Very often. But you know what something really mean that Joey made me do? This is awful. Okay, so I started at age 5. So let's say I'm about 7 or something. And he's mad at his, like, prima ballerina. I can't remember her name. But anyway.
Sophia. I'm sure it was
so
Sophia.
So he says to me, go ask Sophia when her baby's coming. Because
What?
Yeah.
Because she gained weight?
Her? Because, right.
Oh, my God.
Right? I mean, how awful was that?
And, of course, you just went right along with
it.
Right.
I didn't know the difference or something.
Right.
So, I was like,
Sophia, when's your baby coming?
Mm-hmm.
Alfie was asking.
That is awful.
Isn't that awful?
It's terrible.
It's terrible the way, But you know what? Look at me. I'm so well adjusted.
Clearly. What?
So, anyway, Any other questions?
Did someone lose a monkey at some point?